I'm Dave Wallner from Reaching Out Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God.
Over the years, I've been teaching on the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war. This is when Russia and Turkey and Iran are going to invade the land of Israel. There were a lot of controversies between teachers during those days, many calling it just a metaphor, something that they just use for an example. But according to Scripture, we can clearly see that these things are literal and they'll come to pass. The question is, when will it happen? The Bible teaches us it'll happen in the latter years. And people could never figure out, when will that happen? Will it be before the rapture? Will it be after the rapture? When will the Russians strike in the mountains of Israel? We can now see very clearly that they are situated in Syria. They are the policemen in that area, so they're moving troops down by the thousands from Russia. Israel has just found a lot of oil and a lot of natural gas located just very close to the Syrian border. So people are now starting to understand and see that Russia could very well attack Israel very soon, because Russia is running out of oil and out of money. And then we have Turkey and Iran, which are in cahoots with the Russians. We also have the Libyans and quite a few other nations, mostly Muslim, who want to band together with Russia to annihilate the little nation of Israel. But the Bible teaches us that will not happen. God is going to destroy them. And the Bible also teaches that once that battle will be over, people will definitely know that a God exists, because he's going to prove himself during that terrible war that is coming. So as we see these things starting to shape up, we watch what's happening to the States. The States is simply pulling out all their troops. We don't want to be involved in any Middle East war anymore. The Russians are moving in their troops. We want the spoil that is waiting for us. That's what they claim. So as we watch, we can see the battle is one of these days going to start. Will the rapture happen before that battle? I don't know. The Bible teaches us nobody knows the day or the hour. If it's going to be before that battle, then we're very close to the Lord taking his children unto himself. But if it's after, then we're going to be seeing this incredible happenings right on our TV screens. We're going to see God simply annihilate whole nations. And today I will teach on this subject. I will show you how he will destroy them. The Israeli people will not have much to do in this battle. So before we get into this message, we'll ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will anoint this message. You will open our hearts to the truth of the signs of the times. I thank you for your grace, and I ask you to anoint this message and bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. One of the questions that I have for the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, will it be before the rapture or after the rapture? The Bible teaches us that of that day and hour knoweth no man, so we don't know. We can know when this battle will begin because we are already seeing it coming together. On the last program, we preached on the nations. We identified the nations that are coming against the little nation of Israel. We identified what they wanted there. The Russians, they want the spoil. They want the oil. There's a humongous amount of oil has been found in the Golan Heights, and there's a lot of natural gas found in the Mediterranean Sea just off on the west side of Israel. And last week I heard that they are now exporting that natural gas. They're exporting it to Egypt, and they're exporting it into Greece, and they want to hit Germany also. So that'll leave Russia without a customer. And they are mad. But that's beside the point. They already are in Syria, the Russians. They first took Crimea, where there's a port where they can come to Israel in open water all year long. And this is what they're doing. They're shipping their soldiers into the land of Syria, which lies just to the north of Israel. And it tells us in Ezekiel 38 and in verse 18, "And it shall come to pass in that same time when Gog shall come against the land of Israel, saith the Lord God, then my fury shall come up in my face." That verse of scripture, that phrase is not used very often in the Word of God. I believe that's the only time. "His fury will come up in his face, for in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel." So God is going to be furious, even though he brings them down. But God has enough of their threats. He has enough of their coming against Israel. All the nations around Israel are going to come against that little nation, except for Saudi Arabia and a few other little Muslim nations. But the big ones, Turkey, Iran, and those guys, Libya, Ethiopia, Sudan, they're all going to be involved. This is the big center of Muslim worship. God is going to destroy the Muslim religion in this great battle, because already we can see it starting to take place. The Lord wants us to understand that. And once this happens, we can be sure that we are in those last days. Ezekiel 38 in verse 21, it tells us, "And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, saith the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother, and I will plead against him with pestilence, with blood, and with rain upon him, and upon his bands, and upon many people that are with him, and overflowing rain, great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord." When we read this one here, it's the Israelis are not going to do a lot of fighting. The Bible teaches us he will bring pestilences with blood, with rain, overflowing rain, hailstones that are going to be 75 to 100 pounds, fire and brimstone. We all see California burning to the ground, a horrifying thing to watch. But God says this is going to be worse. He says, "I will not only bring fire, but overflowing rain." That means floods will destroy many, many people. God is getting ready to move. It tells us in Ezekiel 38, 39, 1 and 2, "Therefore, thou son of man, prophesy against Gog, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I am against thee, O Gog, the chief prince of Meshach and Tubal. I will turn thee back and leave but a sixth part of thee, and will cause thee to come up from the north parts, and will bring thee upon the mountains of Israel." So he is basically bringing them down to Israel to simply annihilate them. The Bible teaches a sixth part of those nations will be left, because even as he kills the soldiers in the battlefield, on the mountains of Israel. He will also hit their home countries with fire and pestilence. That's an awesome, incredible thing to think about. What is God going to do in those last days? We here in America and in Canada, we're not part of this fight. We, for some reason, are not involved in it. But God says, we will protest. Why are you doing this? And we all have heard Donald Trump say, we're bringing our soldiers out of the Middle East because those people have been fighting for years. It's useless to be there. So let them do what they want. So he's bringing the soldiers home. And this is exactly what God is waiting for. In the right time, the soldiers of America and of Canada, if there are any there, will be brought out of there, and then this awful war will begin. Ezekiel 39 in verse 3, it tells us, I will smite thy bow out of thy left hand, and I will cause thine arrows to fall out of thy right hand. Thou shalt fall upon the mountains of Israel, thou and all thy bands, and the people that is with thee, and I will give thee unto the ravenous birds of every sort, and to the beasts of the fields to be devoured. This is going to happen. The Bible teaches us that they will turn one against another. Just like in the days of Gideon, the people, the warriors started killing one another as soon as Gideon attacked. And here is exactly what's going to happen. They will march into the land of Israel, into the mountains of Israel, and then God's fury will come up in his face. And it tells us in Ezekiel 39 in verse 5, thou shalt fall upon the open field, for I have spoken it, saith the Lord God. And I will send a fire on Magog and amongst them that dwell carelessly in the isles, and they shall know that I am the Lord. So this is going to happen. It's coming. It's just around the corner. We can see these things starting. When we watch the news, when we listen to social media, when you go on YouTube, there are people that give you step by step on what's taking place over there. Putin now, Russia, they are the ones that are in control in Syria, in Iraq. They don't care what anybody says. If America wants to do anything over there, they have to have permission from the Russians. And so now we see everything set up. The things that we've been preaching on for the last 30 years are now happening. God is getting ready to strike these nations that are against Israel. The terrible religion of Islam will be destroyed in a single day. Unbelievable amounts of people will die. Not only will he kill those that are in the battlefields, he'll also kill those that are at home, that are in their own countries, by striking them with fire and brimstone. The Bible teaches us only a sixth of them will be left. That is unbelievable. But we are going to see it. So God is telling us to get ready. He said, when these things begin to come to pass, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. We are seeing them come to pass. What things? The things that God predicted in the Word, the pestilences, the terrible earthquakes, people going crazy, and we can see that everywhere. They're listening to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. When you go on YouTube and listen to preachers, you listen to them, you study what they're doing. They're, instead of fighting the enemy, preaching the gospel, they're at each other's throats, just completely at odds with one another. And God is not pleased with that, and they will have to give an answer for that one of these days. But as we see these things happening, we need to get ready with God. And the only way to get ready is to give our lives and hearts to Him. For He paid the price for our sin. So open your heart to this and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Faster cars, boats and trains, supersonic airplanes, everybody's going somewhere. Even rockets speeding out, I wonder what it's all about. Ever going, never there. Prophet said it long ago, many running to and fro, always searching, yet can't arrive. Restless hearts, worried minds, overlook what we should find, never living just alive. With all your running, run to Jesus, open arms, gentle shepherd. He's the shelter from the storm. If by now you fail to find happiness and peace of mind, with all your running, run to Jesus. Walk the moon, aim for Mars, send a ship among the stars. Tell me what it's for, what it's worth. While we search and run the risk, all the time the answer is on our knees, right here on Earth. Standing by the road I see, travelers go.
When one teaches on the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war, we have to make sure that we don't confuse it with the Armageddon war, which will be when Jesus comes back to rule on this earth. We know for a fact that the Armageddon war will cover all the peoples of the earth. All the armies of the world will gather themselves together at the Valley of Armageddon. But in the Ezekiel 38-39 war, it is a collision of Muslim nations with the Russians, which will be fought in the mountains of Israel. And they will be annihilated to the point where only a sixth of them will be left. This is when the world will begin to see that God is real. The Bible teaches us in Ezekiel 39 in verse 7, "So I will make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel, and I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. The heathen shall know that I am the Lord, The Holy One in Israel, behold, it is come and it is done, saith the Lord God. This is the day, wherefore I have spoken. So there's going to be no doubt that God will be glorified by many, many people. But alas, many will reject God regardless how he reveals himself. The Bible teaches us that during the tribulation period, they will not say there is no God. They will curse God because of the terrible pestilences that are coming. So we are getting closer to that day of when the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war will begin. We are seeing all the players aligning themselves. There are incredible situations going on in the Middle East right now. The Americans are pulling out all their troops. The Israeli people have already voted 2 times and can't decide who will be their prime minister. And they're going to vote the 3rd time. I do not know why the confusion is so big there, but it seems to be that there's outside sources bringing in a lot of money so the people will not vote for Netanyahu. But I believe in the end, Netanyahu will become the prime minister anyway. We know that Donald Trump is going to come in another 4 years. That is going to be an interesting time. That's when the Bible teaches us there's going to be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit upon this planet. I believe the Muslim nations are going to be annihilated. I believe the Russians are going to be put into place. They're going to be destroyed. So then the world will cry, peace and safety. It'll seem like everything's going perfect. But then the Bible teaches us sudden destruction will come upon them as a child, as a woman that is bearing a child. So we are seeing these things starting to happen. We need to get ready. The Bible teaches us there's going to be a great tribulation. The Bible also teaches us there's going to be a rapture before the great tribulation. Will the rapture be before the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war? I don't know. The Bible teaches us that no man knows the day or the hour, so we can't know. But one thing for certain, we are definitely closing in on the time when Jesus will come back for his bride. The Bible teaches us that the Jewish people will be burning war equipment for 7 years after the battle that takes place in Ezekiel 38 and 39. That's 7 years. So this cannot be the tribulation, because the Jewish people will be building a temple during the tribulation in the first 3.5 years, and they will be running from the Antichrist the last 3.5 years. So there's going to be, it seems like there's going to be a time between the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war and the tribulation. There seems to be a space there. So we are heading in that direction, and we need to get ready regardless what comes. The Bible teaches us, those that come to me, I will in no wise cast out, and those that reject me, they will have to suffer the consequences of spending their eternity in the eternal lake of fire. So we need to open our hearts to the truth of Scripture and become a blessing to those around us and to ourselves. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbeck, Manitoba, R5G1M2.